My budget does not attempt to solve every problem or address every issue. It reflects the stark reality of what we've inherited, a trillion-dollar deficit, a financial crisis, and a costly recession. Given these realities, everyone in this chamber, Democrats and Republicans, will have to sacrifice some worthy priorities for which there are no dollars. And that includes me.
President Obama talking about stark reality and sacrifices last night. We'll find out more about what those sacrifices might be tomorrow when he presents his first budget. Our friend David Leonhardt, New York Times reporter who writes the Economist scene column every Wednesday, is on the line. So, David, what's the first stark reality you think we're going to have to face?
Well, let's see. The first in terms of chronological order is probably that the economy is going to feel bad for a pretty long time. And that is tough, obviously, both for people's lives. I think it's also going to be really tricky for the administration's agenda because this is going to last a long time and people are going to get frustrated.
And one of the things that I know that the president talked about is finding a way to cut the deficit. How's he going to be able to do that?
Well, so presidents love to set these goals for cutting the deficit, and Bush did it, and now Obama is doing it in a way that relies mostly on the normal growth of the economy. A significant portion of this, we're going to cut the deficit in half, comes from A, the idea that we're not going to have a stimulus package every year, and B, the idea that for the second half of his term, his first term, the economy will be growing and the budget deficit will naturally be falling. He also is going to make some tough choices, as he said. He's going to try to draw down the war in Iraq. He's going to raise taxes on people making more than $250,000 a year. And he's going to start on health care reform, which is by far the most important thing for the long-term deficit. In the long term, I think taxes have to rise on people making less than $250,000 as well. I don't even think it's actually that close a call when you look at the numbers. But clearly that wasn't a place where he wanted to go last night.
Now, taxes are going to go up. That's something that most people are not going to want to hear. We've been told for years that cutting taxes is the way to improve the economy. What impact are these tax increases going to have?
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, you're right. For years, we've heard this idea. The only way to help the economy is to cut taxes. And it is true that a massive tax increase or a poorly designed tax increase could be really harmful economically. It's also true that even a well-designed, more moderate tax increase has a cost to it. It reduces people's incentive to work. But history shows that cost just isn't nearly as enormous as the scary stories suggest. I mean, President Clinton raised taxes, and we heard all those scary stories, and then we had this incredible boom of the 1990s. In the 50s and 60s, when marginal tax rates were at the top, marginal tax rate was at 90%. No one is suggesting we go back there. We had far stronger growth than we had in the 70s and 80s when tax rates were lower. And so there just really isn't a lot of historical evidence that that changes in tax rates are the main thing that drive the health of an economy, as much as there is this almost religion about that issue.
Now, one of the things that president has been doing is been talking about action. He almost seems like an action hero in some ways, and here's something he said last night.
Now is the time to act boldly and wisely, to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity. Now is the time to jumpstart job creation, restart lending, and invest in areas like energy, healthcare, and education that will grow our economy even as we make hard choices to bring our deficit down.
Now, how bold is a move like a tax hike, when you're talking politically?
I think the tax hike isn't that bold because he's restricted it to 5% of the population, and he's promised the other 95% a tax increase. So I don't think the tax part of this is that bold. But I do think the three priorities he's identified are absolutely the top ones: education, healthcare, and the environment. And the reasons are education is the single best way to make an economy grow more and for a country to be more prosperous. Healthcare is the single biggest problem we face in terms of our long-term deficit. And the environment is an issue that we have to stop pretending isn't a problem, and it is creating really serious long-term issues for the country and the planet that aren't technically economic, but are really serious. And so I don't think it's that bold on taxes. My guess is that boldness is going to come down the road, and I think they haven't done it yet because they haven't figured out how to do it, and I don't know if they ever will. But I think the other three things are spot on.
David, I'm feeling a little schizophrenic this morning, and maybe it's just me. There's this whole economic debate about the budget and about fiscal restraint that the president sort of laid out last night. But then there's the stimulus debate, which was last week and weeks before that. It seems as though, if you're just a lay American here, that stimulus is in one department and fiscal responsibility is in another department, and that they don't relate to each other. That can't be the case.
That's right. This is one of the two sort of bizarro world things right now. The other is, should we spend or should we save? And this one is, should the government spend or should it save? And the answer is this difference between short-term and long-term. We are in a really scary recession. It's the worst recession since the early 80s. It has a chance to go past that and become the worst recession in the post-World War II period. We are worried about a vicious spiral in which lack of spending will lead to job cuts and more lack of spending, etc. And so we need some kind of stimulus now to do that. That's the short term. We absolutely need that. In the long term, however, we also have to make it clear that we're serious about paying off our debt, first by getting down healthcare costs, and second, as I've said, by eventually raising taxes. And the reason we have to do that is if we don't, eventually the foreign investors lending us all this money will worry that our debts are so high that we'll have reason to default on them. And if they start to worry we're going to default on our debts, instead of charging us really low interest rates, which they're now doing, they'll charge us incredibly high interest rates, and we'll have a whole new financial crisis that will be just as bad and maybe as worse as this one. So we need to walk this funny line of more spending, higher deficit now, but at the same time make it clear that we're serious about paying off that deficit in the long term.
Thanks so much, David. David Leonhardt is a New York Times reporter who writes The Economist Scene column every Wednesday. Let's check in right now with Femi Oke.
Hello, good morning. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.